As you'll notice in the materials the staff provided, staff is recommending approval with a number of conditions. We can go into more detail if you wish.
Yes, why don't you?
Okay.
And did you have the list of concerns prior to tonight's meeting that were given to us?
No, sir.
Okay. You have them now?
Yes.
I believe that was Mr. Knowles that gave you those that list of concerns.
No, we do not have
them. Okay. I have it here. I'll give you mine.
I give my copy.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Could I have a senior moment?
Yes. Yes. No, I don't think so.
Mr. Mayor, during that brief moment, I do want to go on the record that I do not have plans to go to work for Mr. Zimmerman as his PR agent. I'm very happy with the job that I have.
Just for the record, Mr. Knipple stepped away for a few moments. There was a request for a break, and I'm not going to grant that because you have been sitting on those hardback chairs, and if you can sit there, we can sit here. So.
I'll be jumping around a little bit. I'm trying to put this in a little bit of order.
Can you all hear him way back there? Okay.
The conditions include that the applicant and the owner must receive DNR approval before they'll get final approval from the city of Franklin.
What does that mean?
Any development on the landfill must be approved by the DNR.
DNR who? Is that Kathy Stepp? Is that the wetland specialist? Who is that?
The individual person, I don't know. I know who we dealt with the first phase was an engineer.
Does it require the secretary of the DNR's stamp of approval? It's a very important issue.
I believe it was just a letter from the engineer the last time. I'm not positive, but I know that's who we dealt with. I assume that's who we got the letter of approval
from. I mean, listening to the public hearing tonight, there are many people that have great concerns about the weight of that stadium on a landfill and the potential for problems with methane, et cetera, and liability issues. So I think we need a very clear, precise definition of what's required by the DNR because that's a starting point.
And if the Plan Commission wishes that, we'll have to revise the motion to do that or add that to the condition. So right now the condition's only saying the DNR approval generically. It doesn't specify anybody in particular.
Yeah. Well, in my experience in working both at the courthouse and as the mayor, there's a lot of people that work at the DNR. I would prefer that it's coming from Kathy Stepp's office, especially on this issue, or from the Waste Management Division of the Department of Natural Resources.
I believe that was the division he worked
okay.
with.
Okay. I mean, this is, I'm trying to make a point that this is extremely crucial that be cleared up in no uncertain terms because we are going to go through a lot of process. People, the neighbors have concerns, and if this is not possible, we don't want to move any further down the road. So absolutely have to have that. I don't know if you need the assistance of the city attorney or the city engineer or consultants, but that needs to be required. That needs to be met.
Okay. The next one, very similar. Staff is recommending that our city approval be contingent upon Milwaukee County approval as well. There are a few things in particular, connections to that Crystal Ridge Road. If it requires approvals from the county, we want those approvals.
Okay.
And if it doesn't require those approvals, we'll need that in writing as well.
I apologize for the sternness of my voice, but it's not every day that we have a professional baseball team and a stadium coming into our city that wants to be built on a landfill that's currently owned by Milwaukee County government. So I would suggest, Mr. Dietl, that for the people that don't come to plan commissions every day, that try and put these things in terms so that they will understand what's going on here. When you say Milwaukee County, you mean Milwaukee County government, i.e. the Milwaukee County Park System, et cetera, right?
That's who we've...
County Board of Supervisors?
Prior approvals were from the County Parks Department, I believe. That's who we accepted before.
Okay. Do we have such approvals as we sit here?
Approvals to initiate this process, yes. Final approvals, Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. My understanding is when I met with the county executive, it was permission to place his name or the parks director's name on an application for a concept review. Where have we gone from there?
We have not received anything more since then.
Okay. And my understanding is that this entire project is under a lease agreement with Milwaukee County?
That's what I've been told as well.
Okay. And to alter that lease agreement, what would that take?
I've heard conflicting answers. I've heard some people say that it's a permitted use under the lease already. I've heard other people say that it is not.
What will it take? What will be required from the Common Council of the City of Franklin from Milwaukee County as far as the lease agreement and approvals?
If there is any confusion or differing information, I would say we'd go to the county executive, county board, to get an answer.
Okay, do you need a letter from the county
yes.
executive, a resolution from the county board?
Something in writing.
Okay. From the county executive?
Or the county board.
Can you find that out? Check with the city attorney, make sure you have that precise. This is also an extremely complex issue. This is not like somebody coming in that already owns the land. This entire issue is under a lease agreement. That's why we met with the county executive. What other?
There will also be additional approvals and permits necessary from the City of Franklin. Most likely ones will be from the City Clerk's Office, the Health Department, in regards to food, beverages, and serving of alcohol. So
okay.
that will be a condition. Other approvals from the Plan Commission and the Common Council in regards to amending the PDD will also be required.
Okay, PDD is?
Plan Development District. That's the zoning for this property. A plan development district is zoning created specifically for this land. Usually has very many unique characteristics, not similar to the typical zoning in the city.
Okay. My understanding is we have something like 21 plan development districts in the city.
30-some.
30-some. I think the hotel that's currently being built is under a PDD. I believe the
yes.
Quarry is under two PDDs, if I remember
yes.
right. I don't know if Northwestern Mutual is under a PDD or the business park, but we have 30 planned development districts.
Yes.
Okay, and that's a zoning? That's a zoning
issue. It sets forth what's permitted, what's special, as in this instance, some of the detailed site characteristics, all that is set forth in this zoning document, this planned development district. They will need to revise that to reflect a different building height. The building height is 35 feet in this PDD right now. They will need to move it up to 43 at least. They will need to amend that PDD to change the hours of operation. Right now, those hours of operation, both the lights and the play fields, are 10:30. The umbrella bar, I believe, is later than that.
What's your recommendation for operation of the stadium if, in fact, it goes in the time?
Staff was comfortable with 11.
11 o'clock.
We had proposed 11 o'clock the first time because the county's lease said 10:30. The Common Council went along with 10:30.
And what about concerts?
Concerts also has to come back as a PDD amendment because of the concerns, hours of operation, noise, lights, what other activities might be involved. The number of people, it's our understanding, in a concert situation, there could be additional people allowed to sit on the field, so that we don't know how significant of an impact that might have on parking issues or other associated factors of the site layout. So that has to come back for as a permitted use, and that allows us to look at this in more detail.
So you're recommending approval. The planning department's recommending approval with all of these conditions.
Right.
These conditions have to be met, that such as the lighting has to be in such a condition that it's not going to have undue spillage on the neighbors, the noises, that they have to stay within the ordinances of the city regarding decibel readings, et cetera. That.
We have no specific condition about the noise. It's a standard that we're otherwise not addressing. They'll have to meet all municipal code requirements.
Okay, what about buffering and screenage for the
staff is recommending a 30-foot buffer along the entire western side of the Rock Sports Complex with an eight-foot-high landscaped berm. The applicant is agreeing to the 30-foot wide buffer landscape berm, but only 4 feet high. Staff is recommending 8.
What about the issues? Have you addressed some of the issues regarding the methane caps, the problems with radon in the area, methane liability, additional police and fire protection? What about a? Is there going? Are you saying there's a condition, but that has to have a path around the stadium or the area so that our fire teams can get in and our police can get in if there's a situation?
There is no condition specific to the gas venting system or discharge system. Police and fire departments both have reviewed and commented on this. They both have talked about the potential, or police departments talked about the potential of traffic concerns as the games let out. They weren't necessarily concerned about people coming to the games. They were concerned about the crowds leaving the games. They also would like to see the results of that traffic impact analysis, which is a recommendation from staff as well.
Okay, and we've had meetings when we were dealing with the hotel issue about 76th Street and turn lanes. One of the gentlemen in the yellow blazer got up tonight and talked about left turns, right turns. I know that Mr. Bennett and I and others went through extensive discussions with them and the police chief regarding that traffic flow, but is that also a condition that's in the...
The traffic impact analysis is a recommended condition of approval for this. All these conditions have deadlines and time frames. Most of the conditions must be met before a building permit will be issued. A few of the conditions are occupancy, and a few of the conditions are before they can disturb land. I believe the traffic impact analysis is before building permit. And as typical, if the recommendations from these studies, other studies are being recommended, stormwater management plan, for instance, if any of those studies cause significant or important changes to the site layout, we will bring that back to the Planning Commission.
All right. What about the drainage issues that were raised, and I believe it was by Mr. Knowles again? I've walked that area many, many, many times by Ware Nature Center, and there is and has been a lot of drainage issues over there. In fact, the paths become so slippery that you can hardly walk on them, and it does lead. It's a very, very steep slope going down to the wetlands below that. So I was listening intently when Mr. Knowles spoke about that. Is that a condition as far as proper drainage and grading and engineering?
Yep. Grading grading plan is usually part and parcel of a stormwater management plan, and a stormwater management plan is one of the required conditions.
Okay. So when you say that you're recommending approval with conditions,
correct.
These conditions are very, some of them could be extremely costly.
Yes.
Some of them might even be very difficult to meet.
Correct.
Some are way outside of the control of the Common Council or Milwaukee County. In fact, they reside in the state of Wisconsin, right?
Correct.
Okay. What about traffic control as far as exits and things of that nature? Is that has the fire department looked at all of those issues?
To a limited extent, yes. We have not gotten a final answer from them, I believe, on that additional access on the north side. But they have looked at it otherwise. They were okay with it. They did have the standard language that about the locations of fire hydrants and those kinds of things, those conditions, and that they still want to further review the project.
What's your recommendations on pony rides and having elephants and jugglers and... Is that in there?
The city attorney has drafted another potential condition to be added that addresses all those accessory uses. Staff agrees with that process. It's similar to what we use with zoning compliances. Essentially what it is it would all be permitted uses. Staff would review it before it could be allowed, though. If there was something unique that would be come in conflict with any ordinance or standard of the city's, then we would not approve it, and we would bring it to either the Planning Commission or Council for approval.
Okay, this currently has a special use. And
Correct.
To the people that don't come to these plan commissions every day, special use is put in place so that, in essence, almost everything that goes on needs to come back to the Common Council for approval. And they do that so that we can tightly control some of the developments. In fact, I think Century has a special use permit. That was put in place many, many years ago by common councils that I sat on. And the Crystal Ridge in particular had a special use. And for the understanding of the people here, because the land is owned by Milwaukee County, it's actually Milwaukee County that has to come and comply with these special use permits. Or if there's a violation, et cetera, we'd have to take it up with county executive or his department heads, right?
Correct. We always work with both the applicant and the owner, but it ultimately is the owner's responsibility.
Okay. I guess what I'm trying to point out is that, again, while your department is recommending approval, you are putting a lot of protections and recommendations in this proposal. You're not just taking this as a rubber stamp and approving it.
Correct. I do want to elaborate on one thing in regards to that special use comment. The stadium is a special use. The other associated ball fields, the pony rides and those things, if approved as staff is recommending, would be permitted uses. So only the stadium is a special use. With the added caveat, however, that staff is asking that the fireworks and the concerts be reviewed as a potential PDD amendment if the Plan Commission and Council were comfortable with those. We believe those two uses in particular warrant more detailed analysis and information that we don't have at this time.
What about the condition of the road? Is that in here?
Yes, staff is recommending that that road be improved. It's my understanding that the applicant...
Improved or reconstructed?
Reconstructed. Reconstructed with, and we also are recommending a sidewalk and wide shoulders so that if necessary, parking, street parking, could be accommodated if necessary.
Do you have any idea what it would cost to reconstruct that road?
No, but I would assume it's very expensive.
Hundreds of thousands, millions? Mr. Bennett, any shot? No. Okay. $1 million? Okay. All right. And what else do you have in there?
Signage would also require, particularly because of the branding interest they have and the corporate sponsorship, but probably because of the amount of signage that they're going to want to have in general, that will require a PDD amendment as well. So that, four things would be coming back as a PDD amendment, potentially altogether: the building height, hours of operation, concerts and fireworks, and signage.
What about trees and vegetation for the landfill? My understanding is when I was Mr. Cajun is here, when we were working with Sue Black and Sue Baldwin, et cetera, that very little could penetrate the cap of that facility for 1,000 reasons. Is that taken into consideration in your recommendations? Or?
I believe the applicant addressed it fairly well. Their landscaping is similar to the first phase. And they mentioned in their landscaping plan that they have to work with the DNR to select trees and plants that won't pierce that cap.
And what about the, my understanding is the chalet that's there, they refer to it as a floating facility?
I'm not sure.
Floating slab? Is that what the stadium would have to be? In other words, it can't penetrate the cap?
Yes, they can't. I believe they're trying to find a solution that doesn't penetrate the cap. I don't know what their final design. That level of detail is going to be in the building permit.
Okay. Are you recommending that we look into that, or engineering, or?
If engineering has concerns, then I would agree, yes.
Okay. That's it for me. Any questions? Mr. Ritter, you got that look on your face.
Well, I guess the concern I have, I guess, is one that you had brought up, and that is Condition 7 with regard to the reconstruction of Crystal Ridge Drive. I think the applicant, explained that it's not their property, not their road. The city has been through extensive discussions with regard to North Cape Road, and everybody gets to have their own opinion, but I'd say North Cape is in considerably worse condition than Crystal Ridge Drive is at this point. There have also been discussions of St. Martin's Road to follow North Cape Road. I don't disagree with the desirability, the benefits of improvements to Crystal Ridge Drive, including the parking and the sidewalk and that sort of thing. I guess I'm not really that enthusiastic about making it a requirement prior to occupancy because I just don't see that as being realistic or practical, given the timeline with which the this project, you know, would proceed and begin to provide benefits to the community. So I don't know if there's any way to reconcile those two things. It is a county project, and we all have experienced the wonders and joys of dealing with Milwaukee County. If somebody wants to write them out a check for however much it's going to cost, they might look into getting it done. But I guess that's the one that I feel at this point, you know, the most awkward about. Not that I don't, I'm certainly not disagreeing with the condition, only making it a requirement prior to occupancy because it's just difficult to see how that could realistically be accomplished in the time frame needed. So as my only comment, I don't know what options there might be available to deal with that, but I'll at least raise the issue. So.
Mr. City Engineer?
Yes, as far as Crystal Ridge Drive, that's a unique situation because there is a landfill underneath Crystal Ridge Drive, or there isn't landfill under North Cape or St. Martin's Road. So I think that's something that has to be worked out of the county. I guess one of my concerns is a traffic impact analysis, and I guess in approving it subject to is that they will have to meet the criteria necessary to move the traffic efficiently and disperse it onto Loomis Road and Rawson Avenue. One possible alternative to Crystal Ridge Drive is to try to get some of the ingress and egress closer to Ross and then closer to 76th Street, so you don't really have to use as much of Crystal Ridge Drive. I just received a communications from Milwaukee County that they want to turn Crystal Ridge Drive over to the county parks, and it will no longer be then a public right-of-way. It would be a park drive. And also they will be constructing some trails on that. So my concern is that we do have facilities to handle traffic, and that if improvements need to be made, that's going to be a part of their criteria. And I think that's what we mean when we say we're approving the project subject to a traffic impact analysis. They are having a professional traffic engineer that has done a lot of work in Franklin, and I have a lot of confidence in them doing the traffic impact analysis. And they're certified by the state. They're a preferred provider to the State Department of Transportation, so they're highly qualified to do the work.
Bennett, what about the drainage concerns that were raised also the methane issue?
Well, the methane issues, I can't really comment on. That's way beyond my expertise. But I would presume that that's something that DNR is going to be very concerned with. And they have experts in the field, and I'm not an expert on landfills. The drainage, we'll review the site grading plan and to see that drains properly. Unfortunately, we didn't have a very good cooperation with the last person that ran the operations there, and I'm hoping that we get better cooperation.
You mean that gentleman back there in the back room?
Yeah. But anyway, we will work to see that the drainage works properly. And as far as the berms, you can build the berms and put drainage underneath the berms and still have the same drainage that you had before just by piping underneath the berm. So we can look at that, too, to see what they want. That's, I think, all this is detail in the site grading plan, which they need to probably have some degree of approval before they spend all kinds of money doing the final details on it. But that's part of our job, is to watch the drainage.
All right. Any other questions? It's not every day we have a stadium coming into the city.
Just a comment on concerts. Becoming a senior citizen, I can't stay up quite so late at night anymore. I'm just wondering if concerts can also be scheduled during the day at your facility?
Sure.
Okay.
In addition to?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah.
So I had a choice.
Yeah, we're just not there mentally in concerts yet,
right?
Okay. We're just, yeah.
Mr. Healy?
If I might, just a follow-up comment on point seven, the Crystal Ridge Drive reconstruction. The land underneath the road is actually owned by the state of Wisconsin. The Milwaukee County operates a street on it. We've been in negotiations with them to resolve this whole issue. I think everybody acknowledges that the drive needs to be rebuilt. It may be in a different configuration. We just don't know that yet. And certainly, I think as Mr. Ritter pointed out, trying to have a road reconstructed prior to occupancy is unrealistic. There's a lot of construction that needs to happen, equipment coming and going, and we just don't know at point in time till the waste is dealt with where we're going. So it probably makes more sense to just eliminate point number seven or somehow modify it to indicate that the design team will come up with a solution for that.
Did you want to make any kind of statement? I introduced everybody else here, but this is Kevin Haley. Kevin is a Franklin resident, lives out on about 116th Street. I asked Kevin to be a part of the Plan Commission some years ago because he is the landscape architect for the Milwaukee County Park System. Kevin won't tell you this, but I have firsthand knowledge. Kevin is sort of responsible for the great conditions or the improvements in the golf courses and the county parks, the Oakleaf Bike Trail, the lakefront. He's the guy that's the directors have always turned on. And so I asked him, because we used to sit across the table from one another bargaining contracts, if he would sit on here as we were doing our comprehensive master plan for the city to make sure that the primary and secondary environmental corridors for the city were protected. I think this committee did that. And also to provide, whenever possible, his expertise on how to build bike paths and how to construct parks, et cetera, et cetera. But I wanted to make sure that everyone understands that Kevin is the landscape architect for Milwaukee County Parks. I personally don't see any personal conflict or anything that you're getting out of this at all, but wanted to make that. Usually you do that yourself, but I thought in this particular case you might as well.
I was going to. Okay. That's it. I am employed by Milwaukee County Parks Department and have intimate knowledge of this project, and Amir is a Franklin resident to help weigh in on it.
I went through this before, but in many respects, if these people, they could all be in there, almost all of them could be in their consulting business, making hundreds of dollars an hour if they wanted to, working on projects. They're here as citizens, and they do this because they love to do this. And I'm, not maybe love, but I am. It's been a great, great privilege to have worked with this group. Mr. Fuller?
Just a response to the landfill, since the Milwaukee Sewage District also owns land that has some landfills on it. It's my understanding, Joel, that the DNR monitors this landfill closely and with the county has made sure that the methane has been properly disposed of and burned off. And if there are issues, as was pointed out, sometimes it does take time to resolve those, but those issues have all been resolved when they find a problem with the landfill.
I'm aware that they monitor it. I'm not aware of the details, though.
Okay.
Is there a way that I remember when the target was being proposed that there were a number of concerns about the value of the properties going down, and I know that the city studied that and they looked at the Brookfield Town Square Center and the homes that were in close proximity and others. I'll just say this: can you look into that and see if you can come up with any reports as to something like this devalue properties or stabilize it or whatever. I think the people have raised some very, very legitimate concerns. So I don't really know the answer to that.
I thought that was addressed by the owner of the, from Joliet talked. I think they have studies that show that stadium has had an improvement on the neighborhood there. Now, granted, it was an urban neighborhood that was in need of repair. Here we had a landfill, which I think would also, I mean, I was concerned about that. I don't live that far from the landfill. I don't live that far from the Pick and Save or the old Century either. And I used to have fears that would have an impact on my property values, and I think this is going to be something that will increase property values. I think he pointed that out in his presentation.
Okay. He didn't specify residential homes. He specified apartments. He said that as far as bringing value over down.
Well, Mr. Deed, I'll give you one of my last direct orders. I'd like you to look into that and report back on that.
Yes, sir.
Any other comments, questions? Mr. Bitter?
I've seen the city attorney making notes furiously. I was just wondering if he has any comments on Condition 7 with regard to any flexibility we might introduce into this. Again, I don't disagree with wanting improvements to Crystal Ridge Drive, but the timing of it, and in addition to Commissioner Haley's comments, it just doesn't seem consistent with the condition as we presently have it.
And I would agree with that.
Mr. City Attorney?
My thought was perhaps the condition read that the reconstruction occur within a year from any approval, which may be granted, and if it does not, that the applicant returns for further review by the Plan Commission, at which time the Plan Commission could set a further, later, but definite and binding date.
I think that introduces at least a reasonable amount of flexibility under the circumstances.
Okay. Mr. Deal, can you also, there was some concerns expressed during the public hearing about there are a number of people here in support of the Rock Sports Complex, but as people got up on the microphone, there were a lot of people that were from New Berlin, Waukesha, et cetera, et cetera. Could you compile some sort of a brief report or have Mr. Fuchs do it as to the number of residents that spoke or that were here versus those that were not? I think there was a good point that we should be listening first and foremost to the taxpayers and the residents of Franklin. Although I do, I think it also points out that there's widespread interest for such a facility, not just in Franklin, but in the entire area.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What are your comments, Mr. Deedle, as a, what do you have, a master's or something like that, and a PhD? And I know you're a world champion martial artist, but...
It's not related.
I'm not going to bring it up. I don't want to embarrass you.
A couple things stood out. One, before I get to that, the applicant did respond to the conditions, and while they do agree with most of them, as stated, there were a few that they did have concerns with, and either I or they could point out what those concerns are if you're open. And one other thing beyond that, but I would start with that.
Mr. Cajun, can you hear us back there? I know that you always express that to me. So can you hear? Okay. I just tell everybody to get as close to the microphones as possible that we have to make sure that people are heard or that they hear us.
One of the issues that the applicant is not fully on board with the condition was the one in regard to parking. We identified the amount of parking based on the architectural plan that identified the parking per section, the seating per section of the stadium, and then we convert that into a parking requirement. If there was new information, we're always open to getting that new information to correct those numbers. We are also making the assumption that everybody that was identified as a capacity number were people either buying tickets or watching the game, therefore driving and parking and having a parking demand. If some of those seating requirements identified in the architectural plan were people that paid for a ticket in the bowl and now they can go to the bar and sit down, then we would need those number adjustments as well. There was also, we've already not counted employees. Typically, in a situation like this, we wouldn't count the employees towards the parking demand. So the bottom line is there are some possibilities that the stadium capacity number could change, the parking demand could change, and one thing staff just told me today was we didn't count the parking lot currently existing farthest to the east, and that would help out as well. So the condition right now is that they either provide overflow parking, identify future parking areas to fully meet the UDO requirements as calculated by staff, or do a parking study to show us where shared parking opportunities are, update the numbers if we had calculated something wrong. I'm thinking that's probably the direction that we want to go in, to require a parking study where they can correct any assumptions we have, still using the UDO standards, and then giving full credit to all the parking that they have out there now, and then seeing if that meets UDO standards. If not, if it's close, staff would address it. If it's not close, we'd bring it back to Planning Commission.
Okay. Going in that direction, you worked in Green Bay as a senior planner?
But for the county.
And how many years have you been a planner?
10 years at Sewer Pack, 10 years at Brown County.
Sewer Pack, Southeastern Regional Planning Commission?
Correct.
Okay, because the next question I'm going to ask you is, it has to do with you and I in the last, I don't know, seems like 4 years, if not longer, have been trying to work with every developer on earth to try and get the Century Building filled. And then there's problems with the bowling alley. Some have said maybe that is managerial. So some say that these are older buildings and they're not smart buildings, and that has a lot to do with it. And then people aren't making as much as they used to make on the bar business, things like that. You and I both know with the Cow Lounge and with the coffee shop that we were told by the owners that a huge portion of that has to do with the extremely high rents that are associated with it, and the utility costs. I think is the we had people that were out there and they wanted to open up both the restaurant and a coffee shop, and then they were told it was going to cost them $2,000 a month to cut the grass and have the snow plowed. And so they backed away, and it was very good owners. Where I'm going with all this is Blue Mound Road. I wouldn't exactly say that it's got the best zoning in the world. In fact, I would say it's got kind of like terrible zoning, and that one business is packed on top of another business. And the rationale that I've always been given for that is because they have a lot of traffic. And it's all about traffic counts. So I think in these reports, the report that I have here says that on an annual basis, a stadium may increase the traffic by 121,000 cars or vehicles. And when I looked at some of the other stadiums in other municipalities, they're looking at, I think it's Avon, it's 239,000 cars traveling to that normally would not come. Question is, do you think this has the possibility of helping to spur some economic development in the downtown of Franklin? And as a professional, I'm asking.
Yes, as a professional, no hesitation, definitely. As a professional, I would hesitate to say how much.
Okay.
But positive benefits, no doubt in my mind.
What would you suggest to the Planning Commission and the Common Council and the Task Force what's needed before they make hard decisions on this?
I believe the conditions that staff is recommending cover all the issues. I mean, a couple in particular are very important, I believe. The traffic impact analysis, for instance, is very important. Based on neighbor comments, I would say that the stormwater management always being important is even more important now. Parking is also important, but that will be related to the traffic impact analysis. So I believe that there's a handful of conditions here that are very important, but all of them together make this a much better project.
Okay. What about the Root River itself? I've had personal experience with that when I was the vice president and chief steward of the largest public employee union, some of the runoff into that Root River was causing major problems. At that time, I went out there to look at it based on safety of the employees because I represented all the parks employees and, well, all the county employees and all the city employees. What about have you looked into that, or is that a DNR issue?
No, part of it will be the stormwater management plan. Part of it will be the grading plan. Part of it will just be the fact that the more developed the ski hill or the rock sports complex becomes, they put down turf. And that addresses some of the runoff problems, a lot of the erosion problems. so that you focus where the water goes, you control where the water goes, it's easier to monitor where the water goes. So then, therefore, it's easier to address ahead of time those erosion control problems, those runoff problems, and also that it puts it into known areas. So if you do need to check, it's really easy to check for any potential.
Mr. Fowler?
Yeah, and because I believe they're going to be adding enough impervious surface, this will require a Chapter 30 permit. As many people may know, the Milwaukee Sewage District now has been taken on flooding as one of the issues that we try to address to keep people out of flood risk. And one of the things that we have done is make sure there's a baseline that all communities within the sewage district at least don't fall below that baseline. And our Chapter 30 rule indicates that if you do disturb a certain amount of area, you must control and detain the stormwater on your property or retain it or put it off when it doesn't impact the flood peak. And what I mean by a flood peak is during a rainstorm, there's a certain amount of water that gets to that river that causes that river elevation to rise, and we call it the flood peak. And we want to make sure that whatever stormwater is added does not increase that flood peak. And so they'll have to comply with that. And we have engineers that will help with that as well.
Okay. Common Council, this went for a concept review. There was an expedited special Common Council meeting. For the formal record, what was the response of the Common Council?
I believe they were very receptive to this project.
Because the reason we changed that from going from used to be at the Plan Commission to the Common Council is so that people aren't wasting hundreds of thousands of dollars on projects and we're not unduly stirring the pot so that we're worrying people to death. But the Common Council, was there any objection to the project, or was there any concerns, or were they mostly in favor of it?
Mostly in favor. There may have been some comments that would have said something like we're in support, but any financial assistance would be a separate question. I believe there were comments that affect. That's okay. All that comes to my mind at this time.
But mostly positive?
Yes.
Because, you know, some of the plan commissioners weren't there. Most of the people in the audience weren't there at all. So I guess I'd just ask the Land commissioners, because this is—we have the press here. You're seeing there's a lot of attention. There's going to be more attention put on this as it approaches the task force and the Common Council. I guess I would ask each land commissioner for their viewpoint on the project, and that's starting with Mr. Knippel.
Glad to. I think it's a wonderful project. My support for it is based on the fact that it's in the Franklin School District. I constantly hear that we want a 70-30 basis for our community as far as homes versus businesses. And most of the development that I hear about in Franklin comes in the outlying areas such as the Whitnall School District and the Franklin Oak Creek School District. We do not get the full benefit of the tax revenue from those projects. This one will be entirely in the Franklin School District, along with being a good use for a place that I used to swim in as I was a young kid when it was a gravel pit. And I used to take, with my dad, we would dump stuff when it was a county dump. So I've been around that project all of my life. I rode horses on the horse trails that used to be in the park, and we'd take a swim on a hot day. So it's as far as continuing a good use for that, they got gravel out of it, they filled it up, now we can do something good on top of it. So that's my support for it.
Mr. Ritter, I realize I'm putting you all on the spot, but that's why I appointed you.
You did keep the horses out of the swimming area?
No. No. When you're a kid, you don't worry about that.
I think I know. A lot of good comments. I appreciate the comments of the people coming out. I think they raised a lot of useful issues. I think what it comes down to, this is the pluses outweigh the minuses. As is often the case, the awkwardness is that the minuses fall on a relatively few number of people, and the pluses is pluses tend to accrue to the larger community. But I think looking at it from the point of view of the community. This is something that we should find ways to move forward with. I would agree with the comments that there are probably some things that are going to need to be worked out, but I don't see that as a reason for not going ahead with it. I think there's a reason for having some flexibility in it and some follow-up and some sensitivity to the ongoing concerns of the people in the area. But I think, generally speaking, the pluses outweigh the minuses, and this would be a useful project for the community to pursue from a planning and zoning issue. Now, I'm not addressing whether the Common Council should fund it. That'll be a separate issue. But in terms of from a planning land use issue, I would agree with the comments that it's going to be difficult to find anything anywhere near this beneficial on this site. So I think it's a great place to put it in that sense. I understand that that doesn't address the concerns of some of the people living nearby, but we'll need to follow up with this as it goes into operation and see what can be done at that point to address those ongoing concerns. But on the whole, this is just too good a thing to pass up. And I would, again, appreciate the work of the staff in their rigorous analysis of this and identifying several conditions that must be met for this to proceed.
Mr. Hill?
Yeah, I agree with Mr. Ritter. There's some issues to overcome here, but I think progress has been made and it can be done. And I think as a resident of Franklin, this is a good opportunity for us for economic development and to provide recreational amenities for our community. This is the sort of thing that makes a community stronger and better.
Mr. Dean of City Engineers.
Yes. I think there's some problems to overcome. I'm sure the DNR is going to evaluate the site completely. They aren't going to allow something to happen that's going to be detrimental to the landfill. We've already worked with them a number of times on the cap, the filling that went on top of the cap, the rock, and they've been involved. So I feel real comfortable that DNR is going to control that. Stormwater management can be handled. They do have a unique condition. They do. The Department of Natural Resources will not allow any infiltration, so none of the water can filter down into the landfill. So they have to capture the water and hold it and disperse it at a controlled rate. I believe that can be done. My biggest concern would be traffic, and when you have a facility like this, you don't have as much problem people coming in, but normally you have everybody leaving at the same time. I believe they've hired a very competent traffic engineer. We'll get the information back on that. The only problem could be, and you really need to give them a chance to go ahead to prove this, but they might come back and say, hey, some rather expensive facilities might be needed, like a stop-and-go lights, a traffic signal, or an extra turn lane, or something on that order. But they have a very competent traffic engineer. I see them out there already. They're counting the turn movements and everything else, because you got to start with the existing, and then they know how to generate the traffic and disperse the traffic. So I think that can be handled. I guess from my standpoint, if we don't give them a chance to go ahead, we're never going to find out. And this is a chance, because they've spent a hell of a lot of money already, and they're going to have to spend a lot more money. And I think they've got to know that they're going to get approval if they can work everything out. And that's where we are. We don't have all the answers, but I think it can be beneficial for the city. And I think from an engineering standpoint, these things can be overcome.
Alderman Schmidt.
Well, since I was one who was involved in the Common Council that listened to the concept review, it was very favorably received overall. Obviously, the virtues were expressed pretty clearly tonight by the many people who got up to speak. I'd have had some concerns that I hope these issues will be resolved, number one, with parking. And the traffic flow, obviously the Crystal Ridge Road is kind of scary proposition right now to handle any kind of increased traffic. And of course, then the financing and the fact that we are involved in a county property with a private investor in the city of Franklin. And I'll be curious to see how we break this down as to who derives what benefits from this entire proposal. So it does complicate matters, but I'm hopeful that we can move forward to keep this on track.
Mr. Bullock?
Well, as one of the people, I want to make sure that I'm sympathetic to the people that are here with the concerns they have that live to the west and also to the east of this development. As a person who lives between the quarry and the developments that occurred around 76 and Rawson, I was sitting in your seat when they added the Pick and Save, and when they added the Office Depot, I was concerned about lights, I was concerned about sound, and how it would impact my house value, my property. Those were things that I thought might happen. I do know this from having been down actually to the stadium at Joliet. It had nothing to do with this. I just have a cousin that lives down there, and I went to a minor league baseball game. I didn't know I'd be part of this. But it was an amazing experience to go down there and see that. And I saw when this came up, I thought this would be an awesome opportunity for the community. But I do, and I am sympathetic to those residents. But again, it's something that you feel might happen to your properties. I had the same feelings about the Pick and Save, which many of you may use. I was very opposed to that. I was very opposed to the Office Depot, which many of you may use now. But now they've turned out to be a benefit to the community, and all of my concerns about my housing values have not been warranted. Of course, the drop in the economy didn't do a lot for my property values, but it wasn't the cause of the Home Depot, or the Office Depot or the Pick and Save. I have the utmost staff. Our staff here, the planning staff, is excellent here. I believe in the city can handle any of those issues. They can be resolved. We have ordinances that protect your rights as a property owner for noise and lights. Stormwater runoff, we have rules that you cannot be harmed by that, and I think those will be enforced, and I think this development should move forward.
Okay. I guess I would be irresponsible if I didn't weigh in myself, and that's that I make no big secret of it. I've said it a few times in the public. Mr. Zimmerman said, so what do you think about a professional baseball team coming to Franklin? I said, what is it, Christmas? It's not every day a local mayor of a city the size of 35,000 gets an offer of that magnitude. And I believe I understand what the impact of this proposed stadium will be on this terrific city. We've been ranked in Money Magazine twice as one of the top cities in the United States. I am leaving, so, believe it or whatever. I think Franklin is just going to be seen over and over again on a national perspective, and I think that through a lot of hard work, trying to balance the environment with good, proper development and connectivity of bike paths and all of our amenities, I think we are going to be one heck of a draw for the types of businesses that everybody wants, the restaurants everybody wants, the types of people coming into the community, CEOs of corporations, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that's going to happen. I think the stadium could help us quicken that pace. There are a lot. This has got to be one of the most complex issues ever to come before this plan commission or the common council. It's wonderful. It's going to go Franklin, 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 Franklin. I can see our kids from the high school that won the state championships just beaming with pride playing some of their games here. I can see the colleges coming here and playing their games, maybe UWM. I can see the resurgence of the old fire and police games taking place out here. But more importantly, since I've been an alderman and the mayor, people have said to me over and over again, we don't have a center to this community. We don't have a place where the whole community comes together and talks and communicates with one another. And the facilities that Mr. Zimmerman has already built have taken us a long ways to changing for the good, Franklin. I think that if we can get to yes, and I'm going to certainly try to get to yes, I think that this is going to just propel Franklin into the front pages of national magazines, and we'll go from 94th in Money Magazine to in the top 10, if not number one. I truly believe that this community has that kind of potential. And while I'm at it, I think the guy to my right had a lot to do with that. So, and the guy to my left. With that, I do have a proposed, yes, Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. Mayor, with regard to a motion to be entertained, based upon the comments and discussions with the city planning manager, I would note some changes. And for starters, before the commissioners tonight is a redraft of the ordinance, and it's dated today. It's entitled Zimmerman Responses, which the city planning manager mentioned. Those are highlighted in red. I don't know that the commission addressed the request to install 4-foot berms while planning remains with the 8-foot berm condition, and that's its recommendation. So I won't address that, but I would say the reference would be to that particular document, and it would be the non-red typed draft, and that includes changes I made Sunday evening after I got Plan Commission first draft Friday night, and they are rather technical in scope, and instead of saying that the Department of City Development staff recommends, it's been written essentially that the applicant shall. So they're all binding conditions. So that would be the reference draft for recommendation here. Number two, with regard to condition number 7, which was the reconstruction of Crystal Ridge Drive. I earlier read it to, or I suggested a put that subject to a 1-year time limit, not so reconstructed, then a return to the plan commission by the applicant or Milwaukee County for setting a specific time limit for the completion of that condition. Number 3 is, well, that was number 2. Number 3 would be the uses that were mentioned by the planning manager earlier. Please recall, and there were some smiling faces when pony rides and rock climbing walls, et cetera, were mentioned, but the fact of the matter is that's those are intended, what I'll call accessory uses. They're not the principal use here, but for this professional baseball stadium development, those uses would not be on this property. And there are multiple listed uses in the February 25 application submission letter. And I rough drafted a motion because after a reread of the resolution, it says, well, and in the introduction, there's all these various uses and others, et cetera, and that was taken verbatim from the public hearing notice, which doesn't require a specification of every single use. It's to reasonably inform the public. But when it comes down to, okay, what uses actually will occur and where are they going to occur on the property and will there, for whatever reason, need to be specific time limits and the like, all of those other accessory and ancillary uses are not otherwise addressed. So what I did was I listed everything as I understood it in the February 25 letter, and I said for those particular ancillary uses, those are permitted uses under this special use approval. However, prior to each of those being placed into operation on the property, the planning department shall be provided with written information consistent with what would be required for a zoning compliance permit. So it essentially will provide the city with who, what, when, where, how. And if it's a rock climbing wall, how tall is it? Where is it going to be? What are the hours of operation? And things along those lines. Is there a separate vendor for contact purposes and the like? And so each and every one of the ping pong, foosball, laser tag, paintball, absorb futsal, et cetera, uses, unless they're already on the plan that's approved under paragraph one in the resolution. Some of those areas are. They're not on there. That's the has to be application, written application to the Department of City Development. They review and approve, considering all of the factors that are necessary and which the Plan Commission considers in approving a special use, which primarily includes adverse impact on adjoining properties. They look at that, and those are permitted uses then otherwise under this. With regard to unlisted uses, 2 years from now, there might be some new, highly popular elsewhere, recreational, entertainment, promotional, vending activity and business that comes to this site that nobody ever heard of before. So under those circumstances, similar application or written request for approval is filed with the planning department. And the same approval as the layout, physical layout, use location, and operation under those standards would be required. So that would be added in also. And finally, want to look a little bit closer. Milwaukee County is mentioned or is responsible as an owner if there are any violations, and that's the way the draft resolution is written in that standard form, but it's essentially absent elsewhere. I had conversations, I think maybe up until about 2 weeks ago, or one or two conversations with the Corporation Counsel's office, and they weren't sure exactly what approvals would be required by Milwaukee County, whether it be Milwaukee County Port, et cetera, et cetera. And that was under review there. And likewise, I would confer with Milwaukee County as to its particular role and responsibility under this resolution and that. So that might change on its way to the Common Council if it's recommended for approval. So sorry for the lengthy dissertation there. Mr. Dietl's raising his hand. He might have one more, and then I can read in a motion and without rehashing or reiterating all this that simply incorporates statements placed on the record by staff.
Mr. Dietl?
Could we remove two of the uses from the accessory uses, and those would be part of the PDD amendment, the concerts and the fireworks? That would be my recommendation.
I think you already do mention that in the...
As the PDD amendment.
As a condition that staff recommended and found its way into the rough draft because it was out there.
Now, if the Plan Commission makes a motion here in the affirmative, this is an advisory committee to the full common council. They can take the recommendations or ignore the recommendations. Mr. Fuller?
I didn't hear anything that addressed the berm issue. Has that been addressed, whether the 4 foot berm?
Jesse mentioned staff still recommending 8 feet. Applicant would prefer 4.
I'm just not reading it in here. That's going to be a vegetated berm?
Yes.
My understanding, the berm behind the Pickensay that runs between the neighborhood and the Pickensay, that's a 4 foot berm with vegetation on top of it.
And the fence?
And the fence,
I believe.
And there's a fence as well.
Yep. But this one would only be vegetated and...
But it doesn't mention, is it going to be trees, going to be shrubs? I mean, if the trees grow up, like the berm on Pickensay has trees that hide the fence the whole 9 years.
I believe the landscaping plan has those details, but I don't remember the specifics.
I thought there were trees.
Well, you want
to hear the purpose of the berm is really sound and aesthetics.
And lights from the cars in the parking lot.
I mean, it's really going to be the vegetation that's going to accomplish the sound and the lights.
Yep.
Because berms don't really do much for sound. But vegetation does, if I remember correctly.
The berm helps, too. The
berm helps a little bit.
Of course, the higher it is, the more help it is. But then at some point it becomes...
That's what I was going to say was that make sure that whatever kind of... berm or fencing or vegetation that it minimizes the impact to the residents. And I guess the last part I would ask is, as far as the lighting is and sound, and any way that can be improved to try and protect the quality of life issues for the neighbors, I think that's what we should strive for, and that's what the Common Council should strive for.
I had a suggestion, an idea maybe. I know we've done it once before. Do we want to bring this back after a certain amount of time just to review how it's been, see if the neighbors have concerns, if there's anything that we can help resolve, those kinds of things, and make that formal or informal?
No, I think you could have an option in there. Let's face it, you're going to have a brand new common council, you're going to have a brand new mayor in a couple weeks here. Well, actually, I guess I'm the mayor until April 14th, whether I like it or not. But you're going to have that. So what they want to do, I would guess they're going to try and do what previous councils do and really weigh in heavily based on the neighbors' concerns. Last thing I wanted to say is if you could get this into the motion, there was a 16-point letter, and then there were questions about methane and weight of the stadium. Or if you could... 14 points. Is it 14 points? Okay. 14. All right. And with that, the city attorney is going to make a recommended motion. I know we have other people here on other items, but again, it's not every day that you get a professional baseball team and a stadium been built in the news. On a landfill. Okay, Mr. City Attorney, you have a recommended motion for us?
Mayor, recommendation is a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for an outdoor minor league professional baseball stadium use upon property located at 7900 West Crystal Ridge Drive, with the changes to the February 20, 2014 draft before the commission, as replaced on the record by the city attorney and city planning manager, and staff is to also consider and address the 14-point letter from a neighboring property owner, as well as obtain answers to questions regarding methane gas and building load support on the subject property.
Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Thank you all for your patience. Yeah. Let's just take a 5-minute break and try and get back here.
Yeah. I had my senior moment. I should take my water.
Yeah, they're being cool.
A lot of benefits to being older. You speak right up and say, I'm out of here.
Try and stop me.
Thank you, guys.
Anyway, normal, but council could decide, we like this so much, we want to set a public hearing next town council meeting, and we'll decide right then. And they would skip you, and then you'd have lost the opportunity. So I see there's two options there, and I don't know which way to go.
That might be a little
bit. The third option would be to take as long as they let me speak. Because remember, I get to speak less.
Well, they got to get the barn and the virtual process coming out.
I know Wilhelm is aware of the possibilities. I don't know what she thinks about it.
So that's what you need the road to go
through.
Well, on a personal level,
we usually have some luck the hallway.
We were almost going to suggest that we could help build the berm with the material from the berm. I'd be on a landfill.
I know. That's why I brought it up.
That's the parking study you got to do. There are some factors that he can point out.
You were still getting back to me on whether you guys had any
issues or something.
I'll find a thing.
We have certified issues that we are asking. and ultimately what
Ron's going to put in that up 4 or 5 days.
I'll look again.
That's why I mentioned the common council because we have standards here. We adjust our parking standards to come close to them. We based our head-to-head numbers that lots of communities are using. Lots of people, lots of streets are okay with numbers. So we look for consensus among some of the
last 2 years.
We just didn't have a plan of organization that would belong to this research has numbers. What we also had is that the common council can sort of judge. And you have to find out different questions that have to be done. So we still have generally our same standards. Now, I am
sure about that because I've had
Yeah, story of my life.
Tuesday was the same thing.
And I'm lucky if I till 10:30. I'm lucky if I get 15 minutes at my desk.
Kevin, check the score. See if you want your basketball. I don't have my. I just realized I didn't bring my phone.
Where do I go for that?
It's an NCAA. Right,
there you go.
No, they're playing Wolford. Wolford.
How could they lose?
Sorry, buddy.
Hey, they've lost.
I'm out of power.
What's that?
I don't have power enough to get you there.
I'm hoping I program my DVR correctly.
I understand we have another stadium project.
Just not tonight.
Okay, can we reconvene? Well, we've got a quorum here. Who's missing? Doug Schmidt. He's here. All right, Mr. Deedle. Next item.
Next item is a site plan. No public hearing. Plan Commission can recommend approval, can approve this if they wish. A brief summary and introduction. The applicants are here if you have any more detailed questions. But the applicant is proposing to build the first building of the Verdua Park development. They've had a concept review in front of the Common Council. Common Council was generally receptive to this project. Only building the first building, I believe they wish to stay as close to the previously approved Fountain of Franklin plan as they can. And I think that was ultimately six buildings. They're only doing the first one at this time in the southeast corner of the property. There will be more issues, natural resources, those kinds of things as they get further west or north. We don't think those pertain at this point in time. So it's a simple site plan. It's following very closely the site plan from the Fountains of Franklin. Architecture is a little bit different, but staff is recommending approval with a couple of conditions.
What was in that? Wasn't that where the dilapidated homes were, where they were donated to be burnt or something?
Nope. Unless you go far enough back. Right now, there's just...
Yeah, I know Fountains of Franklin, but before that...
Yeah, before that, I don't remember.
Okay. It must be next to on the other side of the Foxes.
But they are tearing down the existing building that's there now, and then the new building will be larger than that existing building. And then it will be a multi-tenant, three or four tenant spaces. They already have one lined up, a dentist. I believe it's the owner of the
property. Is that the rendering back there?
Yes.
Okay, and are they building both of those or just one?
Just
or
one.
Which one?
The one to the left.
Okay.
Right.
That's
right.
Going to be Dr. Sherman's... clinic. We can't wait for him to get into town, so that's all I hear about is when's he coming. So I don't know. I personally think it looks fantastic and will greatly enhance Rawson Avenue, and the sooner that these types of projects can come in with that kind of architecture and design and quality, sooner better.
Mr. City Engineer.
Yes, we do have some concerns with the grades for the sidewalk that on the east side of the entrance street, but would recommend approval, but we'd like to have them work with us on those grades. It looks like we might have some, they have a 2-foot drop in about 6 feet, and you can't put that amount of drop across the sidewalk. So I guess we would recommend approval, but we would like to have them resubmit the grading along the what would be the west side of the building and the sidewalk, because there's too much of a slope across the sidewalk.
We'll
certainly do that.
Okay.
It's probably I believe this is also within the Franklin School District. I'm thrilled to see something going into the Fountain of Franklin.
I think
it's fabulous, and but I do agree with the city engineer that we should try to make the sidewalk work, because I'm all for trails and connectivity.
Alderman of the district.
And so this would certainly be a welcome addition to District 5, as well as the city, the superior upgrade to what has currently existed over there, since the fountains were determined by the boards. So look forward to having some new residents here.
Anything further? Not, is there a motion to approve a resolution approving a site plan for Verdure Park, 5600 professional multi-tenant office building development?
So move.
With the revision by the city engineer?
With the revision
With the revision.
It's included in your motion?
Yes.
Okay, and there's a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries, just like the last one. Sorry for having to make have to sit
there.
I was
almost going to change it to building a ballpark.
You're not going to put a ballpark in the backyard? No,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
We got the room.
Well, I got to say, that's going to be like pulling teeth. But thank you. Thank you so much for bringing this project to Franklin. And I know that we are we drive you crazy time to time because we have such strict ordinances and things. But
yes, unless you want to add a paintball.
But thank you, Dr. Sherman, for putting up with us and bringing this great facility, this great plan to Franklin.
Thank all of you for your help.
Yep. We're looking forward to you, and there's like 10,000 people waiting for you to come. So, they're all smiling too. So. All right, next item is Mr. Beadle.
This is about the PDD 23, which is the Payne and Dolan Quarry. The Quarry Monitoring Committee has been reviewing quarry monitoring in general, but also the PDD ordinance in particular. And they have put together a report recommending certain changes to the PDD. Some of those changes could potentially actually be a change to a municipal code, not necessarily just the PDD. You know, for instance, one of the recommendations is to look into the city's noise ordinances. And that's currently in the municipal code, so it could theoretically be addressed through the municipal code. But many of these would be changes to the PDD. So there, each one is identified in that report that the committee put together. As the PDD states, changes to the PDD are to be recommended by the Plan Commission, and final approval would be necessary from the Common Council. The Quarry Monitoring Committee is aware of that, so they are forwarding this for your review and consideration, and hoping that you would forward that to the Common Council.
Given that we have two of the Plan Commissioners that are members of the Quarry Monitoring Committee,
correct,
and we have had some discussions in the past about these subjects. Is there a great need for a lot of discussion, or can a recommendation be made straight to the Common Council?
There is a lot of things that the Plan Commission is going to have to consider. Non-metallic mining ordinances were required to change some things with our reclamation plan, which was never approved, and they're recommending that we combine both PDDs into one, clean them up, and do certain things. And, you know, we never even got to discuss anything like that at the Quarry Monitoring Committee. So
is that something that is under the purview and jurisdiction of the Plan Commission? Under the Plan Commission. Is that correct?
Anything to do with the PDDs, Plan Commission makes a recommendation to the Council.
Okay, but the Council,
yes,
is the
Council
party.
Has the final decision.
So right. So all the that's what I'm just saying is that if you took all the recommendations from the Quarry Monitoring Committee and moved it to the Council could then weigh in on it.
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Foley?
I do have some concerns about how the state mining rules are going to impact us. Is that something that we have any say about as the mining rules? I mean, the way I've read them, they've taken a lot of that out of the hands of the local government, so maybe we don't. We're just spitting in the wind if we're trying to change, or we're going to force changes on us that we may not all agree with, or maybe all the residents, which we already have issues with the quarry, are not going to agree with. But if it's taken out of the hands of the local government, what can we do?
The main concern is with the reclamation plan. We had a bond that was required of the quarries to for performance, and the state says that's not required anymore.
Oh, it still is, but they just wish it to be done their way.
I mean, I've raised this in the past. These are PDDs. It's kind of all over the board as to what you can or cannot do with PDDs. And Plan Commission can recommend to the Common Council. But then I think what I recommended was to recommend to the Common Council that they investigate getting a special attorney, private attorney, to look into the matter as to whether you can change existing PDDs. And I don't know the answer to that. And the reason I have said in the past about going with a special counsel, not because we don't have the greatest municipal attorney ever, because we do, but I was the alderman for the district, and I can remember the fire department was doing the monitoring, and there was questions about, well, were they skewing the figures because they were city employees, this and that. And I think any time that anyone from the city is going to be involved, including the planning department, I think you leave yourself open for potential criticism. So why don't, you know, that's what I would recommend is take the full recommendations of the Quarry Monitoring Committee, because we have an alderman sitting here. Anyhow, send it up to the Common Council, and I would recommend, it's up to you, I think we had a motion before on this, recommend to the Common Council that they hire a special attorney and look into whether PDDs can be investigated or changed. I'm going to have to suspend the regular order of business.
Move we suspend the regular order of business to allow Alderman Willem to speak.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Willem.
Yes. Well, the committee put about a year of time into going through that entire PDD. And it was our intention, since the Plan Commission is the body that has the authority, that we would get the feedback from the Plan Commission on all the work that was put together. I know it's late tonight. I'm not really interested in staying here much longer. I'd like to go home.
I know Perry does.
Yeah. And he's already eaten everything in the machine over here. Every candy bar is gone. So.
There's no dealing with.
So I would personally like to hear the feedback from the Plan Commission before it goes to council. That was the whole purpose of us putting it together, because the Plan Commission has the authority to change it. You can send it to the council, but we lack the input from the Plan Commission, who is the body that has the authority. So it would be really nice to have that feedback. I would like to be here to hear the Plan Commission's comments on that, but if we send it directly to the council, we're going to miss that step in the process. So, unless you want to sit here and discuss it more tonight, I would like that you would take up the comments. There are some very basic recommendations in there, like, you know, they're supposed to be doing an aerial photo. I'm sure they would be fine with, you know, putting together aerial photos. Those things, the Plan Commission can take those up. Those are in there. I don't think they would object to them. It's just that no one's been asking for them. So there are several items in there that the Plan Commission could just say to the council, put a recommendation. But I don't know if you're really prepared to do that, if you want to stay here tonight and go through each one of those. So I'm asking that you wait and give those opinions.
You don't have a stadium project as part of this as well, do you?
No. But we did talk about a lot of things on the project that was here, and I was very pleased with the project that you just passed, so I appreciate the support on that.
I just wanted to say this. The reason I'm saying move it on is because we have had some prior discussions about this, and we have one member who's on the Quarry Monitoring Committee, and we've had another member, and we've talked about that some of these things are like tweaks.
I guess if you're going to move it on, then I'd like to sit here and have all the comments about the recommendations, so I'll have those when I go, because it doesn't make a lot of sense for it to go to the council and then bring it back here, and then the Plan Commission members are on a different page, and they're the authority on the changes to the documents. So.
I guess I'm just saying that we've got two members. I don't know that they're gonna quarrel with their previous votes as to their recommendations, that they're gonna change their minds on it. Maybe not, but we can take it up. All right. Is there a motion to return to regular order of business?
No. So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Mr. Knippel.
The monkey wrench in this, and I wish Mr. Deedle would kind of address it, the state audited the non-metallic mining ordinance, and they came up with some things that seem serious. The city has to send them money by March 31st, depending on things. And then they said we must update the city's reclamation ordinance, Chapter 176 of the Municipal Code, develop a more thorough and organized annual reporting system, ensure the DNR fees are paid, remove all language regarding reclamation from the city's zoning ordinances. You know, this is, we didn't have much time. We got notice of it February 3rd. We really didn't have much time to discuss it or put it in. And, my feeling is that...
Fred, how much of the recommendations do you think is discretionary on the part of the Plan Commission or within the purview? And then those things that I call are changes to the plan development districts?
If there were 30 items, I would say the ones that we have to change would be 3 or 4 that would be from the Plan Commission.
Okay, what would those be?
Requiring the reports from the quarry operators to us biannually for the quarries. Okay. The asphalt plant has to give an annual report. They don't have to do anything. They're supposed to report. Something as simple as there's supposed to be aerial photographs of the quarries once a year. I would have made the suggestion that it just be done by the best technology available, such as Google Earth. You don't have to have a plane flying over the top of it. You can get better pictures from a satellite.
Can I go on the first one?
Sure.
Right now, the reporting is done by who? I mean, the quarries send it to who?
It's supposed to be sent to...
Sent to you?
There's a requirement in the PDD that the quarries themselves come before the Plan Commission every other year.
Where is it done now?
They don't do it at all. So there is no report to the Plan Commission.
So if I directed you to acquire the quarry monitoring reports and bring them to the Common Council every meeting?
I might be confused now. The reports from the quarries or from our consultant?
Whatever reports that Mr. Knippel wants.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's all, I'm seeing this is, it's just an administrative rule. Please make sure that all the plan commissioners from this day forward get all the quarry reports as well as all the aldermen.
Right. And they would have to prepare it first. And that would only have to be once every other 2 years.
Okay. But that's not an ordinance thing. It's just, boom, go do that.
Yeah, it's already in the ordinance.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
They're
done.
No problem. I mean, so that's a report that's required by the quarry.
By the PD. Required
by
the PD.
When's the last one that we received? When's the last report?
I don't think they've ever done it. Ever, since 1997.
Is there... Okay. As a property owner in the city of Franklin, there are lots of administrative codes that I don't particularly care for. But I... do them, because if I don't do them, there's usually some fine or some penalty that I'm required to pay for not following an administrative code. What happens, since they have not done this ever, what would have been the penalty, if any?
There is an enforcement section, although it appears to be more clearly directed towards violations of the blasting limits and those kinds of things. I would rely upon Jesse to determine what would be the appropriate enforcement.
It's not that I want to go back and enforce, but I think the mayor's right. We'd like to see a report if we're supposed to get.
Yeah. So no, what I would do is...
What's the precise language? Do you have it?
Yes.
I mean, I don't want to sidetrack because there are other recommendations, but this seems kind of critical. If the quarry has administrative code that they violated, or not violated, but they just ignored, what other administrative...
Well, I think first we have to find out, did they do this? There's one thing, I can remember sitting across from stewards that were bringing in grievances saying that the language said this, this, and this, and it looked at the language, and the language was permissive.
Okay.
So I don't really know.
So we may, this may not be an
issue. That's why you may want to have a private attorney.
Page 30, Joel, biannual reporting. It says, biannual reporting to assist the city in the administration of this ordinance. The operator shall report to the Plan Commission approximately every 2 years from and after the effective date of the portions of this ordinance affecting the extraction area.
Do you know what that means?
Yes, they must report to the Plan Commission every other year about the status of their quarry operations.
So why hasn't that been enforced since 1997?
I do not know. Okay. There's no record of the city ever demanding that.
Nope.
There's no record of the quarries ever submitting something or refusing to submit something. I can only hazard a guess that there's nobody to follow up on it.
Okay. We can check the dead letter file.
So neither Bruce Konetsky nor Mike Rambasek nor
Mary Kay.
Mr. Booth.
Oh, yeah.
Or you now as the planning administrator followed through on that, even though the ordinance or the PDD says that the planning administrator, the zoning administrator, I believe, is supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm. I have pointed it out to the quarry operators, but I have not demanded it.
So I would refer that also to the, if you're going to refer the stuff to the council, is to make a motion that that be referred to the city attorney or to a private attorney for interpretation. For the clear, concise, and unmistakable language of the PDD.
I don't have a problem with that.
I suppose I go along with that too. Then.
You know, there's issues in there, and I'm sure Jesse will do a very good job with sorting them out. But the DNR is, to me, that's the big rooster in the cage.
Well, that would be my question. Yeah, what's the status of this January 29 DNR letter? Has that been, is staff addressing that? Has it been reported to the Common Council? Has the Common Council provided any direction on it?
Some of the things are ongoing operational requirements, and I have done those. So this year's annual report to the DNR, I have completed it. I sent it out. This year's fees to the DNR have been sent. One of the years they identified that they did not receive any fees, we cut a check. I gave them the check number and the date we sent it. If they did not receive it, I don't know what I can do about that.
Is this the piece about the reclamation plan?
Yes. Okay. So those are the things that I've already done. The things that are in process is looking at that letter from the DNR with the city attorney. He started to do that. There's a possibility there might be some kind of grandfather clause because I too have concerns about removing all reference to the reclamation plan from our PDD. But I believe there might be a grandfather clause-like statement in that ordinance. It states that state's administrative code.
Okay.
But the city attorney would have to.
But to expedite this, are you comfortable in saying that everything in here either has been addressed or is under review and is in the process of being addressed? Is that a reasonable statement?
If you add under review, being addressed, or addressed, yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Is there anything in the letter that you may disagree with?
Yes, like I said, removing all reference to the reclamation plan from our ordinances, I would wish to keep them in our ordinances.
Okay. Is the letter that was sent, who was it sent by, and what is the empowerment of that individual?
He is one of two individuals who is a regular staff member tasked with administering the program. And he was the one who did the actual annual or 10-year update and review and analysis of our ordinance.
Okay. I mean, if Milwaukee County sent us a letter saying we'd like you to do this, 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 and this, and we go, no, we disagree with that. It's that kind of letter? Or is this, I mean, is this coming from the county executive or the governor of the state? Or?
I thought it was a unique letter. It's a combination of he's telling us what we have to do. And I think clearly in a few instances referring to something in the administrative code, other times making some kind of generic statement that may or may not be correct.
Doesn't he make some kind of reference that he, it's his opinion that we should revisit the PDDs?
Yes, he had a few of those comments.
And
well.
You think that's in his purview and his jurisdiction?
He mentioned he might do that before he wrote that letter, and he said that he thought that was best management practices. So is his suggestion as
a best management practices?
Yeah.
Is it a mandate of state law?
For some of those comments of his, I do not believe so. My interpretation.
So they're comments. That's why I keep saying to move this on to a... Again, it's not that we don't have the greatest city attorney, because I think we do. It's just that the history here has shown that anytime you have city employees involved in it or elected officials, no one's going to believe any of it. So we send other things out to private attorneys and get an answer.
I don't have a problem with that. I just... You know, those are issues that when we set up the quarry monitoring committee and
right.
Alderman Wilhelm, we went through point by point, you know, many times. We discussed everything down to the little things, and then we get that letter at the end. And we go, uh-oh. That was when they first were going to do the frack mining control bill that would have
yep.
taken away all of our control over the quarries.
I think I got all the mayors, village presidents in Milwaukee County to pass a resolution in opposition to that because it would take away local control.
Yeah, we were on record opposing that also.
I think the state legislature changed their opinion on all that. But,
but again, Mr. Mayor, I'd have no problem sending it on for review and, you know, with the recommendation that it be looked at by a private lawyer.
City attorney.
Only that there's a deadline of March 31 in that letter. And I forget where it came in, but somewhere towards the end of Mr. Deedle sent it to me right away. And I thought it was an unusual letter. It's in the 400-500 email inbox. So I called him somewhere about a month later and I said, okay, who's doing what on this thing? Has a quarry monitoring committee addressed it, and so it's going to the council to, if there's going to be any amendments, because we had some competing thoughts with the content of that letter and what it would involve to take two quarry PDDs and the note, just the notices alone to every property owner within 500 feet and take two of them and just very roughly the differences between the two in substance are minuscule compared to the content.
Right.
And take two of those and then put them together, which is not a small task, and then somewhere 2 years from now or 10 years from now, a question's going to come up and somebody's going to go looking for the original versions because they're going to want to track something, and now they're all combined into one, and I just thought it was an unusual, I believe that's a recommendation, to suggest that because it is no small task, and two plant commissioners on the end here were present for those year and a half, 2 year, twice around reviews of the quarry and potential PDDs. So in any event, he said it was going to the quarry monitoring committee, and then I think on the second last day or last day of February, I called and I said, okay, did they deal with it? He goes, yeah. And I said, just tell me what do they want? And he said, well, they want you to do some stuff. And he had already done a handwritten revisions to NR35, and I said, send it all to me in an email. And what I got was in the email was him confirming what I had said, that I think a lot of this stuff is grandfathered, but I don't have the draft, I don't have anything else.
Okay.
But it's due March 31 in some way, shape, or form as
yep.
to a response. So it's been awaiting substantial council meeting agenda 2 days ago, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The mayor's aware of what I've been doing. So tomorrow was the day. Three or four other things to jump on this letter and at least address this with the DNR.
Well, isn't the issue that a reclamation plan was recommended from the Plan Commission?
Never approved.
Yes, but the Plan Commission at that time, recommended a plan to the Common Council.
They recommended
dialogue. And it's my understanding that the quarry put together such a plan. They brought into the Plan Commission. Plan Commission took it to the Common Council in 2003, 2002? I think it was three, too, because I think it was just after I left and there was a new Common Council in place. Although and the Common Council decided not to take any action.
No, there was the motion was to send it back to the Plan Commission for further review and analysis.
Okay, but isn't the letter dealing with this individual saying that he believes that the Common Council should have acted? And the Plan Commission, from what I understand, did their job. They recommended a reclamation plan. It went to the council, but then the council decided not to table it or to send it back. So if someone, I guess if you're going to say guilty, you'd have to blame it on the Common Council in 2003.
The only thing that concerned me about the letter was the fact that he conclusions, required actions, and recommendations, and he said, based on the findings of the program review of the City of Franklin Natural Resources 135 program, I am making the following requirements to bring the program back into compliance along with the dates by which the actions are required. And then he goes on to say, update the city's reclamation plan, and please complete or provide me a timetable for the ordinance amendment by March 31st, which Jesse.
But again, Fred, my understanding is, in order to update the reclamation plan, there first has to be a recommendation from the Plan Commission, which there was, which was sent to the Common Council, that the Council, for whatever reason, that time decided not to act on it. I don't really know what the reason was.
Yeah,
right?
I believe they made a motion to send it back to the Plan Commission.
Okay. Well, but they didn't approve the reclamation plan.
Correct. No.
And what was the reason for that? Well, you got to answer this letter by the 31st, so.
Well,
yeah.
It seems to me that they're asking for a timetable. They're saying complete or provide me a timetable. You've already reported electronic. There's an electronic report due on March 21st. There's fees that are due. That seems to have been taken care of.
Yes.
And then number four, again, provide a timetable, complete or provide me a timetable for the zoning ordinance amendment. So that gives us some flexibility, I would think. We don't have to complete it, but we have to provide a timetable when we are going to complete. But I agree, we should get this off the diamond.
But doesn't it, see here we're going to, for a legal opinion here.
Yes.
Doesn't this have to go to the Common Council for approval? The Plan Commission has already recommended a reclamation plan.
Can we reapprove it again and send it back? It sounds like that's what we should send it to approve.
Well, I would guess a reclamation plan is a huge plan.
No, there's one in the file. We've got it with the maps and all of the.
But I would recommend it should be updated.
Okay.
Well, you have till what?
March
1st. It's nice that you're recommending that, but okay, it's.
I'm not reading it that March 31st is the deadline. I'm reading that we have to have a timetable.
Respond.
We could yes. Respond to them and say we have a timetable.
Please complete or provide a timetable.
So we tell them we're going to do it by June 1st, and here's our timetable because we're not ready yet.
Okay, how about this? Jesse said that he is working on this letter, and I've only had him working on 500 other things, this little stadium project being one of them in high schools. But why don't you, if you can get together with Jesse, get that reclamation plan that was put out there, take a look at it, and get this thing off the dime. Because it sounds like you have a mandate to get an answer back to them, and there's no discretion.
Timetable, yes. I don't see how Jesse and I can do it, but complete it. But
I don't know that you have any discretion.
But I also believe it says, or give us a timetable. That's what it says.
Well, I guess I would ask this. Do we really know what that says? what's mandated, what isn't, whose responsibilities are to do this, which ones aren't. Are you ready to make a recommendation?
I believe it's clear what it says. I believe it's not clear if they have the authority to demand this.
Okay, but these are not, this is not a minor issue. Mm-hmm. So you've got a letter, I think it says in there, I don't have it in front of me, I'm going by recollection, that you have to do the 31st. So you have to send him something. You have to get a recommendation from this body. It's got to be passed by a common council. You only have one more meeting of the common council with the current members. So
I'd like to make a suggestion.
Okay.
Motion to suspend.
Yeah.
Second.
Okay. And there's unanimous consent. Okay, great. Alderman Wilhelm.
What I recall from the letter, if you just have the planning manager and the city attorney work together on a timetable and send it to the DNR before the 31st, you're good to go. Then you can come back and take up looking at the reclamation plan, making the changes to it, taking it back to council. So the motion should be something like recommend that the planning manager and the city attorney put together a timetable and address the letter from the DNR. And then when that's done.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Okay. We have to return to regular order of business.
Oh, yeah. Move to return to regular order of business.
Is there a second?
Okay. Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, I say motion carries. We have a motion on the floor that was recommended by Alderman Wilhelm during the suspension of the rules. It was seconded by distinguished Commissioner Knipper.
Thank you.
And Mr. Ritter, you have that look.
Well, why? One would think that the chief operating officer of the city would direct staff to comply with the specifications of the letter. Why does a motion of the plan commission needed on this matter?
I'm in agreement with you. I just said move it on. But
it reinforces.
I think so.
We're asking. Yeah. It's probably not needed.
I'm not comfortable with commissioners getting into operational matters of the city. I mean, there's a role for a commission to play, but a commission shouldn't have to adopt a motion for the chief operating officer of the city to direct staff to respond to a letter from the state.
Well, I think the staff is already working on that.
And they are already working on it, yeah. I appreciate being informed of this, and I agree with that the action ought to be taken, but I don't see why a motion by the planning commission is needed on this.
Mr. Fowler.
I just think to provide guidance to that group of what we're asking them to do, not to respond. Right? We're giving them guidance on how to respond, not telling them to respond, but I think we're giving them guidance.
You know, we had no problem with those lights at all.
I know, when everybody was here.
The whole crowd, and then something happened.
Because we could respond, there are several ways to respond in the letter. We could give them a complete plan, or we could ask for the timetable. And so our planning commission is giving guidance to the chief operating officer to recommend to staff that they proceed with a timetable. I guess that's what I would say.
I go hurrah. Yay. We can do both. It's already being done. What you're recommending is already being done, but it's just reinforced.
Yes. What's the point? I mean, I appreciate that this was brought to the attention of the Plan Commission, but it's a matter that simply should be taken care of in the ordinary course of business. It shouldn't require a motion by the Plan Commission to direct people to do what they ought to be doing.
And I would agree with you, and for the because of the lateness of the hour, if you felt that you had to vote no on this, I wouldn't hold it against you.
No, that's kind of right.
It's just that this plan, something happened, and someone didn't get the word. When the council sent it back down here, somebody dropped the ball. And I'm feeling bad as a planning commissioner. I've been sitting here for 6-7 years, and I didn't do anything about it, and I'm feeling bad about it.
Well, I think we're going to have to call the municipal judge and find out why this wasn't enforced back in 1997.
I would call the questions.
All right. The question's been called. Is there a second to calling the question? Seconded. Okay. All those in favor of calling the question, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. The chair says that he recognizes 2/3, whatever. But I think all we need is a majority. Correct. Finally got it right on my last meeting.
Is this your last planning commission?
I think so. I don't know.
I'd just like to say it's been great having
you. Well, let's get the motion on the floor.
I thought we were done.
Just wait a second.
The comment is out of order.
Yeah, out of order. Yeah.
I've been out of order a long time.
All right. The question has been called. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there any other? Oh, there is. Connectivity Committee?
No report.
No meeting.
Wait, I have a report.
No official report.
We met with the Hunger Task Force. And we met
I wasn't invited, I guess.
Oh, we were waiting for you. Matt King. Oh. Anyhow, good news. Joel and I and Matt King from the Hunger Task Force, the head of the Little League for Franklin, and the head of the Croatians all met to see if we were in agreement about trying to work towards getting that Oak Leaf bike trail to connect to their stand of woods and then have a path that would run across the House of Correction someplace. I think you and I have talked with John Dargo about it.
Dargo.
And the consensus was, yeah, let's try and do this. And let's see how we can do it. There was some discussion about looking at a different road, one that would be more to the north of the House of Correction. It would be almost a direct path from the back of the house, or the back of the Walk County Sports Complex, across that stream, and straight up, and would run between the Croatians and the Little League, right?
Yes, yeah, around the House of Correction.
So, in essence, a baseball player and his kid brother get on their bicycles with their parents and take a bicycle someday, go through beautiful stands of oaks, and go play baseball or play soccer, or come from other neighborhoods on the other side and take it to school or whatever. So it's begun, and it only took about 2 years to get that meeting together. And,
excellent.
It's
is there a plan of action moving forward?
Yeah.
I put a map together or text description ideas and provided to all you guys. And then provided back to the property owners.
So, Joel or Nick can report back to the Connectivity Committee on it. I put it in the category of huge. And they also began to meet with each other, and so there was a lot of synergy. And we talked about, you know, the Hunger Task Force maybe turning their facility into a corporate retreat center where you'd have the likes of the management team from Northwestern Mutual, Harley Davidson, would come out there, and their management team would work on projects. Croatians would work with the Little League on maybe some of their projects and try and use the Walk County Sports Complex and get some synergy there and turn that whole area into a sports facility. So it was, I was happy because it took 2 years to get it together. All right, so that's my report.
Move to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
Move to second.
Did we want to mention this might be the mayor's last planning commission meeting?
Yeah. Well, they're happy with that.
The mayor has been very generous with his praise of all the members of this commission. I think it's time we praise the mayor for his service,
not only
as an alderman, but as mayor for many, many years. And you've done a wonderful job, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr.
I started out as your opponent.
I was going to say, we ran against each other.
I hope that I become a friend.
Oh, yeah,
if
absolutely.
If not a great admirer you've done.
Thanks. Advisor. Thank you very much.
I think it took a little courage to appoint some of the members of this planning commission, I being one from the Milwaukee Sioux District, to appoint to this planning
commission. You know, for a guy that's a registered Republican, putting a few of you on here was kind of risky.
But I appreciate it.
Without risks, right?
But I think, I really appreciate that. I do think we've become friends over the years. and probably we'll do some great things together.
We both love the city of Franklin. And
so, I what I said there is I really meant that. I think the city is poised for greatness. And it has a lot to do with the work that this planning staff and planning commission, world's best city attorney, have done, because you've laid the groundwork. And I haven't really said this to a whole lot of people, but I think when they put in the smart growth one, I think the plan that we put in place, there might be parties that are going to want to try and change it. I think the law is such that they're not going to be able to do it. And so that plan that you've worked on might be there for 100, 200 years.
That's cool.
That's like really cool. And, you know, if you can get the quality development with the green space, Franklin's unlimited what it can do here. So it's been great working with all of you. So with that, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.
Thank you, Mayor Haley.
I've been waiting for that after I sang songs, and I never got it.